Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I guess that means it is us. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. And David, we have a bevy of guests today that we are going to be speaking with about the issue of legalizing recreational use of marijuana in New York State, a subject that we have covered. But today we have expert guests in studio all day.
We have so far 9 voices, 9 hours. We're going to wrap this up and get you 12 voices in 12 hours. Give or take the other people that will be speaking as well. We might end up with 16 voices in 12 hours is what I'm trying to say. The over-under is 16.
And with callers, we could actually expand the number. And as we move along on today's show, guys, as long as you're not baked already, we would appreciate your telephone call at 803-0930. That is the landline number, 803-0930. Star 930 is free on the cell phone. And the toll-free number is 1-800-616-WBEN. It is our distinct pleasure to welcome to the Bowerly and Bellavia Fishbowl Larry Sharp, who is running for governor as the Libertarian Party candidate for governor.
That is correct. You called me an expert. I like that. I'm part of the bevy. Thank you so much for being part of the bevy.
Well, I think being an expert is probably more commendable than being part of a bevy.
So I'll take either one.
I think both of those are acceptable. And we also have his lieutenant governor candidate, who is Andrew Hollister. I've seen your name on so many t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you very much.
For the past 20 years, that's all I see is Hollister.
Yeah. And if there was any relation from me to them, I honestly probably wouldn't be living in New York and probably wouldn't be doing this.
he does have a simulcast video of the San Diego beach at his home. Everywhere he goes.
First things first, I can imagine what it is, but perhaps you can enlighten us in great detail. What is the libertarian position on whether or not marijuana ought to be legalized in New York State for recreational purposes?
Well, let me tell you what my policy is, which is more important, and that is we should regulate hemp and cannabis as one. We should regulate them both like onions. And when I say like onions, I mean just like onions with one minor exception, and that is you need to be 18 years or older to purchase. Otherwise, onions, and I mean that not just for purchasing but also for growing. The idea of hemp and cannabis being legalized like onions is important because we have struggling farmers throughout all of New York State. Lots of struggling farmers who would love to all of a sudden grow hemp or grow cannabis in their farms. It'd be amazing. But not only that, once we get them to grow this, if they want to, it helps the small farmer. Helps the small farmer even better because now we treat them like small businesses. Add that piece to it, right? They get SBA loans. Not just that, they also have better rates when it comes to workers' comp or insurance. And now what happens? You start having craft grows, right? So a special grow for hempcrete, a special grow for hemp plastic, special cannabis for people who want to sleep, cannabis for people who have cancer, whatever the case may be. We see this happening already in the beer industry throughout all of New York State. We do the same thing and we copy it for small farmers here in New York State.
Well, that is one of the issues with marijuana legalization, in particular with the recreational use of marijuana, is where is it produced? Where is it grown?
Yes. And I was just at a cannabis investment summit in New York City about 3 weeks ago, and there were hundreds of millions of dollars being invested. I was invited because I'm the only candidate who actually wants this to happen, right? So they only invited the candidate who was obviously pro-growing hemp and cannabis. And the problem was, of the hundreds of millions of dollars that were being invested, guess how much was going to New York State? Zero. Not one dime. None of it. It was all going either to California, Colorado, Washington, or outside of the state. Nothing but bad. So we had hundreds of millions of dollars in investor money we just lost in the state.
Yeah, I got to say, I've never been a fan of libertarian candidates. All right?
Boo.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Boo.
What's different about Larry Sharp from my point of view. William Weld, the Pauls, every one of these libertarians that come around into blue states, they start talking about constitutional liberty, and they never have any business acumen. They don't go into this as this is the. I've heard you talk about this. I've watched your YouTube videos. I've seen you all around the state.
You mean that Larry Sharp for New York YouTube video or Larry Sharp for New York Facebook page? You mean that one?
It's www. Here's what I'm saying, though.
We can put up links on our Facebook.
Okay, good.
This is what is refreshing to me, though. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the number one problem in New York State, which is economic balance.
Yes.
You're talking about using this as a vehicle for growth.
Yes.
I've yet to hear you talk about civil liberties. You've yet to get into the difference between CBD oil and THC and hallucinogenic effects and law enforcement. You're saying from the look at what has already been established in Colorado and Washington State and California, how can New York do it better? How can New York do it smarter? And if we want outside investment in New York, that agriculture is huge.
Absolutely.
You have to remind Andrew Cuomo about that downstate.
Yeah. Look, Andrew is an entrepreneur also. He knows. Same thing.
Well, but I guess my point is that it gets it to me. It's a refreshing point of view.
Well, so I'm not focusing on righteousness, and I never do. I always focus on one thing that really matters, and that is happy New Yorkers. Because if we have happy New Yorkers, you stay in this state. I want you to stay in this state. Happy New Yorkers stay. They grow their families here. They grow their businesses here. They retire here. They get educated here, and they stay here. We're losing over 100,000 New Yorkers every single year. Over 1 million since His Majesty King Andrew Cuomo II has taken the throne. We've lost over 1 million people. If I was a CEO and I lost 1 million customers, I should be fired.
He says they're leaving because of the climate, because of the weather.
It's the weather, right.
Right, it's the weather. Gotcha. It has nothing to do with high taxes, confiscatory, piratical taxes.
The equator goes through Westchester, evidently.
I think it does.
So let me ask you a question right off the biggest issue we have. No matter what New York State does, no matter what the rest of the union does with regards to legalization of recreational marijuana, what does it matter if there's a federal statute that says you cannot use actual currency, you cannot use cash to purchase anything? If you can't use a credit card, a check, or digital currency, what is the point? How does, as governor of New York State, how does Governor Sharp look at the federal Schedule I status of hemp, of marijuana right now?
Here's the reality of this. This is going to go away. The people who think that cannabis and the marijuana are going to stay Schedule I, they're just holding on to a fantasy. It's going to go away. California already went. New York, when I'm governor, will go. The other big states will go behind me. And eventually, the federal government has to say, this isn't worth fighting. I just have to surrender. We have to push back so the federal government decides to stop. If we just go, well, the federal government said so let's do nothing, then we lose. No, we fight back. How do we fight back? With things like credit unions. Right. Have a credit union, a local credit union that will decide to take money and do debits and credits and things of that sort. It's fine. It becomes basically a privatized bank. It's fine. We can still do it that way.
And
we could also use cryptocurrency on top of it, which would drive the federal government crazy.
And if
we could even do cryptocurrency on top of it.
Explain for the listeners why the credit union is a better option, because there isn't the federal requirement.
Andrew was just talking about that.
The FDIC, right? So the federally insured banks cannot accept money used to purchase or sell marijuana because it's federally against the law. But if you have a state federal credit or a state credit union, a county, town, whatever, there that is not insured by the FDIC, they can accept whatever money they want.
And you're talking about a huge burden that now goes on the seller, because if you have millions of dollars in a truck that you have to drive somewhere, you open the door to everything else. So as far as how do you eliminate, one of the things that you were talking about before the program was the black market.
Absolutely.
And if New York State does what New York State loves to do, if the New York Assembly gets a hold of anything, they see it as, this is a financial windfall. Marijuana represents a financial windfall, and we can gouge these
guys. That's not true. No. What they say is this is a great way to reward our corporate cronies, our buddies, and our people we have to repay. They don't see it as a windfall. They see it as a way to repair, as a way to help out their buddies, to pay back people who they think they owed. Right. If they actually want to help out the average New Yorker, they would actually do something very smart, which is, as I said, regulate it like onions. And there are two reasons why. The reason one is the seller, and the other one is the dealer. Right. I mean, a farmer and then also the dealer, of course. if you're buying the product and you find all of a sudden that it's so expensive because of taxes and because of regulations, you buy it in a black market. That's what we've already learned from Colorado, California, and Washington. There's a black market. Of those hundreds of millions of dollars that are being invested, it's all in big farms. It's all in big business. So not only do you not purchase it as an individual, and you buy it from your buddy anyway, but on top of it, if you're a small farm, you don't get a loan and you can't do it, and only because you can't afford it, so only big business gets it. High tax, high regulation ensures that small farmers lose, big business wins, and also the average person loses, and it's still a black market. Now, this is the issue. You have a dealer now. If you smoke marijuana, you have a dealer right now.
A guy. I believe we say a guy.
You got a guy. Sorry. You got a guy. Exactly. You got a guy. Now, what happened, of course, now is if we do it the way Colorado does it, that guy now has to go spend a year getting a license, blah, blah, blah. He's not gonna. If you do it the way I do it, which is like onions, all he does is apply for his LLC or for his S Corp, and he's dealing. He literally stays your guy overnight. All he does is start paying taxes. That's what I want. I don't want a black market. I want the guy to realize it's not worth black market. I can just pay some taxes like any other business, open up a storefront, and I'm good to go. You keep your dealer. You keep everything still happening. Not just that. Farmers now can become their own dispensaries. This all could be going to happen because you can sell onions like that. Let me go one more step. How about the literally hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers who have chronic pain, who can't afford to deal with it? Well, guess what? Grow your medicine in your backyard. I'm okay with that too. Again, I want happy New Yorkers. If you have chronic pain and you can't deal with chronic pain, guess what? You're not spending time with your family and friends. You're not going out and doing things you want to do because you're being, you know, hampered by your chronic pain. Take a cannabis product. Enjoy your life.
Well, one of the reasons that we bring up the black market is because, you know, right now with cigarettes, for example,
yep.
Organized crime and others have a lucrative racket going
on. Oh, yes.
Because New York cigarette taxes are so high
yep.
that it's worth the risk-to-reward ratio
Bingo.
To go down to the Carolinas and come back to New York State with the untaxed cigarettes.
Yes.
And, you know, many people saw the hijacked cigarettes in the movie Goodfellas.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, people can buy their smokes for $5 a pack instead of $11 a pack or $15 a pack. Back in
yep.
New York City, are they going to go with the legal smokes or are they going to go with the illegal ones? So
yes.
How do we avoid that happening with marijuana?
As a general rule, you don't want to go past 3% tax. 3% is the highest you want to go. Colorado, I think, went 15. And Colorado's the best of the other three states, and they're still terrible. They still have a black market. You go 3%, give or take, or less. I would like none. I would like onion tax. That's what I would like. But I would take 3% because 3% is enough to where people won't go black market. It's enough to where it's not black market. I want to make sure that, look, we did it with cigarettes, right? We had a cigarette tax, and then we found out, well, people aren't paying a cigarette tax. So what was our answer? More cigarette tax. That was our answer. So the people who were doing the right thing, I'm doing air quotes now, right thing, by paying the taxes, actually got punished even more. Let's avoid that. Lower taxes means more people will use, more people will farm, more people will... If you have more people using cannabis products, you will have less addicts. If you have more people using cannabis products, you will have more people coming off of their addiction. You will have less people who are having opioid crisis. The opioid crisis will go away basically in the next 2 or 3 years because people will start using cannabis products both to not become an addict in the first place and also to make sure they can get off their drug.
Larry Sharp, is that a theory or is that proven science?
Proven. Portugal, Norway, Switzerland, California, Colorado, Washington, data is in, this
so,
is going to work.
So where do you, as chief executive now of New York State, you have Governor Sharp, how do you look at law enforcement when you have, look at Prohibition.
Yep.
Prohibition ended.
Yep.
They didn't go back and take the big time bootleggers and say, sin no more. There were people that still stayed in prison because the laws that they were breaking. Now, they went to the lower level
yep.
of the people that were, you know, bartenders and consumers and people caught with alcohol. How do you enforce that? What do you do to people?
Yeah, look, if you did something, here's the difference. Are you in jail for possession or are you in jail for doing something to get that drug? If you're in prison for doing something to get your drug, you stay in prison. If you're in jail because you simply had that plant in your pocket, you need to come out. That's my general rule.
So
if that's what it was, if you simply had it in your pocket and you went to jail or prison for that, you should come out of jail or prison.
The crime of robbing a bank to feed your addiction is a crime
that's correct.
That needs yep. to be punished.
Absolutely. You hit someone over the head, you know, to grab their money so you can get your drug. You stand in jail for that.
Okay, one of the issues is let's talk about pistol permits for a moment. We all know Andrew Cuomo's affinity for the Second Amendment. But
he loves the second suggestion. Oh, I mean, amendment.
He abhorrs the second suggestion. Yes, it's only important enough to be the second one of our Bill of Rights. But in the Larry Sharp governorship, would people with pistol permits be allowed to smoke marijuana recreationally without worrying about whether or not that is going to disqualify them from owning firearms?
Yeah, and do you want to take that? You want me to grab that one?
I'll let you take that.
Yeah, the issue here is the federal database is a problem. It is. So what I would ask you as a firearm owner in New York State is purchase all your firearms you want now. That's what I would say. I'm not going to revoke your pistol permit. I'm not going to have anybody else revoke your pistol permit. But to be forward, if you're on the list, you're going to have a problem buying a firearm afterwards. And that's going to happen. And that is a problem, and it's an accurate problem we have to be concerned about.
Which list are you talking about? Nick's?
The Nick's
yes,
list.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yes. You're going to, if you pop up on that list, you're going to have a problem purchasing a firearm. That's true. And my issue is purchase what you want now. I'm not going to revoke anything. You're not going to be revoked at all. That's not going to happen because you smoke marijuana. The SAFE Act is going to go away. We're going to get rid of the SAFE Act. It's not going to happen. But to be forward with you, if you're on that list, if you're on the database, you're in the database. That's going to be a problem. Now, my hope is, of course, over time, next couple years, I hope, they'll realize it's not going to work, right? It can't work, so that will even change. And I will, of course, push.
All day today, 12 voices in 12 hours. A comprehensive look at the pros and cons of legalizing marijuana in New York State. News Radio 930 WBEN.
As part of show prep, I had to come to work half-baked today. I apologize for that. It is Bowerly and Bellavia. Just a joke. Bowerly and Bellavia, 12 voices in 12 hours on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're in studio right now with Larry Sharp, who is the Libertarian Party candidate for governor, getting his thoughts on legalizing marijuana. Also, his lieutenant governor pick, who is Andrew Hollister. And as we move along, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Larry, you said something earlier that kind of caught my ear, that you would allow marijuana to be sold to 18-year-olds in New York State, correct?
Yes, 18 is a year. Yes, that's when you become an adult, so yes.
So does that also mean, does it follow logically that the drinking age would also be lowered to 18 under Larry Sharp, the governor of New York?
If I could do it, I would, absolutely. Why in the world wouldn't I?
All right, one other thing that comes to mind. We have been involved in this war against smoking now for the past 10 to 15 years.
And vaping too now.
Well, and vaping, exactly. Yes. And my niece's husband owns one of the major vaping concerns in the U.S., so that's my full disclosure for people on vaping.
I support the vaping industry completely.
Yep, he's just a Yeti kind of guy. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, given the war we've seen on smoking and on tobacco, isn't it a little bit inconsistent for government to say, stop smoking, stop smoking, stop smoking? Oh, wait, we've got something else you can buy now to smoke. Isn't that an inconsistency, and what kind of
message
does that send?
I've never said that. I've never said any of those things, number one. I've never said stop, stop, stop anything. And to be forward with you, do I want people to be doing drugs? Personally, no. I would hope that we can find other ways of getting high in our lives and all be runners and smell flowers, and that would be amazing. That's just not reality. And people want to get high in different ways they want to get high. Some people through spirituality, some people through marijuana, some people through alcohol, whatever is your way. So would I like people to not do drugs? Of course. But why in the world? I've never said don't do. It's I'm not your father.
Okay, understood. But you understood, of course, that you are not in power. But you do, of course, recognize, because you're obviously a highly intelligent guy.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
Well, of course. Yes. But otherwise you would not be running for governor of New York State. Nobody.
Well, there's some
nobody
people
rises.
Who are not smart.
I was
going to
say,
I'm
hold
sure.
on. Let's,
yeah,
let's pump the brakes on.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure about that one.
I had to give you the low hanging fruit. But overall, society has been told, perhaps not by Larry Sharp, and certainly not by Larry Sharp, but we've been told cigarettes, smoking, bad.
Yeah.
You can't smoke in a restaurant, bad.
Yes.
And then we're going to come out and say, well, recreational marijuana is okay.
Yeah, but
you don't have to smoke it. But
you
can eat it.
You can take CBD oil. You don't have to smoke it. It's not like you have to. Look, I'll tell you. I'll be your dad for a second. If you're going to take cannabis products.
You're going to buy me a Corvette?
I will. Yes, absolutely. Yes. But if you crash it, that's it. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so no. My point being, if you want to use cannabis products, I would prefer you don't smoke. Smoking's not the best way of using cannabis products in general anyway, and it's not good for your health. So I have an idea. Take an edible. How about use an oil? It's fine. It's your life. It's your body. You own it. What I want you to be is happy. I'm not saying don't smoke. I'm not saying smoke. I'm saying if a cannabis product will make your life better, why in the world would I stop you? If using as a farmer, if using hemp or cannabis to make your farm viable again. Look, we literally have this. We literally have a suicide epidemic in our farm community here in New York State. Mm-hmm. People are choosing, you know, literally to put a shotgun in their mouth. Why in the world would I want that to be an option to be righteous? No, no, I'm not going to sit here and be righteous or shake my fist and go, I'm the governor. No, if cannabis makes your life better as a farmer, as a dealer, as a patient, just to make your life more fun, go enjoy. Not my place.
Here's one. I'm curious if the Larry Sharp candidate model would have worked in 2014 or 2010 because we're on the cusp.
No, not as much. No,
seriously, because we're on the cusp of legalization.
100%.
Because if you don't fix Albany at the same time that you bring in something like marijuana, you've got a major problem.
I agree completely.
You have to hit the reset.
Me having to repair a broken legalized marijuana system is a whole lot harder than me helping create it. You're correct. Absolutely. But not just that. Also, you know, Trump and Bernie 2016 showed that this country is all about getting rid of the establishment, right? All about non-establishment. And even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York City showed this state is all about getting rid of establishment. I am the only non-establishment candidate. Right. The other two guys can't talk about this. It's not even in their world. Right. They don't want legalization because it's not in their world. These guys are literally career politicians who've been they've been politicians since they've been 18 years old. They can't imagine this concept. Talking about how a farmer works or how a business works, that's like talking about how to make a rocket ship to go to Mars for them. They have no idea how that works. It's inconceivable.
Because it's treating farmers as small businesses.
Yes.
It's not saying that you're in a totally different category over here. You don't know what it's like to have a profit and loss.
That's
you
correct.
Don't know what it's like to make money. That's absurd. It's insulting.
It is. And not just that. How about how to hire people? How about how to decide what to sell, what not to sell, right? You're a farmer. What parts of your crop do you eat? What part do you sell? What do you buy? What do you not buy? These are all things that farmers deal with every single day.
You know, another thing I find really strange about California and Colorado and Washington State, it seems that whole idea that those are jobs that nobody else wants. When it comes to marijuana crops and businesses, there seems to be a whole lot of jobs that people want.
Yes, and
they
still bring
to
the youth back.
I don't
perfect
see
example.
A tremendous amount of guest worker programs being used on marijuana cultivating farms.
No, what happens when you start putting hemp, and hemp too, I always put them together because hemp is also in the same field, right? I want them to be together because that's exciting. Our youth leave our state like there's no tomorrow. They get educated and they go and they don't come back.
Right.
Or they get educated someplace else and don't bother even coming back or stay back for a little bit and then leave again. But imagine if all of a sudden we were able to have craft grows. The youth will stay. This goes back to what we're seeing already now. Beer industry, full of youth. The vaping industry, full of the youth, right? You go to a vaping store, everyone there is under 30, right? You go to, you look at a brewery, everybody there is under 30. The youth will come back to this state if we have hemp and cannabis. Not just that, the youth will get back into farming. You have people who are seventh generation farmers having to leave and sell their farm, or worse, in foreclosure. My God, give these people cannabis and hemp, right? Let them have it, and the youth will come back. You know what? Their sons will come back. Here's the best part. Sons and daughters will come back to the farm because when you treat a farm like a small business, look, if you have kids, you know, your kids are going to be different personalities. One kid is going to be like, I want to work on the farm. One kid's going to be like, I want to be a marketer. One kid's going to be like, I want to run the business. Now your kids can actually run your farm like a business, and the guy who wants to be out in the farm is in the farm, and the guy who wants to be the marketer is that, and one guy's going out finding financing. Your family is now working in your own farm. We can keep families in New York State. I talk about families all the time. The number one thing I talk about all the time is happiness. I want happy New Yorkers. Happy New Yorkers, stay here. Happy families, stay here. Whatever I can do to make happy New Yorkers, I'm going to do.
We are talking with, I need my mic on. We are talking with Larry Sharp, who is the Libertarian Party candidate for governor. Andrew Hollister is also here, the lieutenant governor candidate. And some phone calls that we would like to get to on WBEN. And on line one, we've got Jim on Bowerly and Bellavia. Jim, welcome.
Tom and David, I'm glad you have
all. Jim, welcome to the show. We're just trying to make sure we've got all the buttons properly pressed. Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Tom?
Well, apparently we put him back on hold. Can you hear him? Yeah. I don't know why I can't hear him. Oh, try it again, Jim. I'm sorry. We have to turn the mics off in order to hear you. That's the problem.
Oh, wow. That's weird. Hi, Tom and David. Glad you got Larry on the show. It's the first optimistic thing I heard about recreational marijuana on WBN. Seems like most other guests have been really against it. What I'd like to say, and then I'll give you the mic back, is that I was speaking to somebody in Oregon who originally was on opiates. They were from the military. They had PTSD and many operations, so they got hooked on opiates. And when medical marijuana came to Oregon, they ended up taking that, but it didn't help really. And it wasn't until it became recreational in Oregon that he contacted a doctor up in Canada that said you were taking two parts THC to one part CBD. Now just reverse it, two parts CBD to one part THC. And now the man's leading a productive life, a happy life. He's free of pain, and he can function again in society.
Absolutely.
This get a is response from Larry.
I say this all the time. Yes, this helps our veterans. This helps anybody who has an issue. You can use a cannabis product, and the idea of you getting addicted is almost zero. You almost never get addicted from cannabis. There are some people have said there's a small percentage, but even if there is, the comparison to opioids is night and day. I would absolutely rather have people use a cannabis product without question. It does help our vets. It helps with PTSD. It helps gets people off of opioids. It is nothing but good, good, good. Let it happen. I'm so happy with it. Yes.
So when the biggest issue, I mean, we've heard arguments that were made from 1935, arguments
oh, yes.
that are made from the
it's
40s.
The gateway drug, is that it?
Well, we'll get into the gateway drug here in the next segment. But the question I want to ask you is, how do you enforce something when, technology brings us to a certain level?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that, I think a lot of people in Albany that are against recreational marijuana are against the vehicle in which it's ingested into your system. There are certain people that just don't like smoking.
Not at all. Don't buy that at all. It's big business, big pharma, big tobacco.
But
what do you
say about the issues with like edibles, for example?
Sure. So edibles.
Well, because they're not shelf stable. You don't know who's making it. You don't know what ingredients they're putting into it. All of a sudden you have a salmonella break.
Okay. First off, we have salmonella now. Right.
Absolutely.
So that kind of idea, it's never a good answer, right? Two parts. Number one, let me give you a quick list of how often prohibition has worked. Finished. That's how often prohibition works. Never. That's number one. So it's not going to work to prohibit. If you want to change behavior, shine a light on it and educate. That's how you change bad behavior. Shining a light on it and educating. So if you want people to stop smoking, shine a light on the badness and then educate them. That's what you'll do. But when it comes to the idea of, what was your question again?
Well, I'm saying that if you pull a guy over and you don't have the technology to determine how often...
that's human. No. Thank you.
But
yeah,
they just came out with that.
Thank you.
That just came out. They now have technology that can detect within 4 hours of use.
And they have a limit to... So would there be a New York State limit of how many
parts
per million?
That's something that's got to be explored. And
yes.
And the
but
first
you,
step
you,
of making this work... is got to be legalization. Because I'll give you a great example. Where I live, we've got University of Rochester. They do a ton of medical research. We have RIT. They do a ton of technology research. But they can't work on an illegal product.
Mm-hmm.
So you legalize it, give these students, these people who are pursuing their doctorate.
Wait, hold on. These colleges can work. The Department of Agriculture in New York State gives grants to different colleges to do research on hemp, on industrial hemp, on all these different things. But we have to have a standard before we legalize that allows law enforcement. One thing you hear a lot from sheriffs, county sheriffs, they say, what am I going to do with my drug dogs? If I'm not checking
yes,
for...
Absolutely. They take the drug dogs home. And I've had in-depth conversations with state troopers who say, when marijuana becomes legalized, my dog I can't have on the force with me anymore. And they're absolutely accurate.
They can still use them to track suspects. They can still use them for bomb sniffing if they retrain them.
Well, they can't. The reason they can't is because it's a legal issue of, did the dog track and say that there was a bomb here, or did they say it was marijuana?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're totally accurate with that.
WBEN 7 first alert forecast from WBEN. We are looking tomorrow at a cold walk out the door tomorrow morning, a strong breeze. The temperatures tomorrow morning with the wind are going to feel like below freezing. It'll start sunny. We could see some showers rolling in by the afternoon, and we should see some winds tomorrow of 50 miles an hour. Wednesday, not a pretty day either. Right now it is 54 at News Radio 930, WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. Larry Sharp is with us in studio, Libertarian Party candidate for governor. His lieutenant governor candidate is Andrew Hollister.
All right, so let me ask both Andrew, Larry, running for governor, state of New York, all of the things that we've heard from, you know, the movies that were made that if you smoke marijuana, you end up shooting your girlfriend and dropping acid and hijacking penguins and all the crazy stuff. And then
the
some
penguins
of,
alone, man.
But some of the more sober, some of the more, you know, there is, you talk about this, you can't just broad stroke change things. You have to bring people mm-hmm. along. You have to talk about what's best for the people. Yep. Now, the gateway drug argument.
Yep.
Mr. Sharp, how do you make that distinction between, because again, there's nuance
to this.
Yeah,
but let's be clear. It was, if it is illegal, right, then it can be a gateway drug. Why? Because I'm the dealer, right? And I've got marijuana. I've also got other drugs with me in my pocket, in my car, in my bag. I run out of marijuana. I'm happy to sell you anything, right? So in that case, it does become a gateway drug if it's illegal.
If there's a market for it, the drug dealer will sell life insurance.
That's correct. Yes, he would, yeah. Right? That would be a gateway drug to life insurance. Exactly right. Correct. That's what it would be, right? Whatever it makes sense. But when it's legal, and we see this already, once there's a weed store, the guy who sells marijuana doesn't also sell acid. He doesn't also sell heroin. He sells marijuana. The gateway argument goes away and has been proven again. Portugal or Washington, California, everywhere has been proven it is not a gateway drug when legal. When illegal, it has been. That's true. That's where they get the argument from. When legal, never has it happened exactly zero times.
Now, we are up against the final break of the hour, giving you about a minute to make your case to the voters of New York State listening to this program right now vis-a-vis recreational legalization of marijuana.
The Democrats have run this state for 16 years. If they were going to make any changes, do anything special, help us out, actually defend us in any way, shape, or form, they would have already, and they haven't. His Majesty has been in power for 8 years. What has happened with hemp, cannabis, what has happened? A million New Yorkers have left. People still have horrible pain. People still leave. Nothing has changed. Again, suicide rates have gone up. Opiate addiction is still terrible. He has done nothing. The Republicans have watched this for 16 years. They have seen Cuomo do this for the last 8 years. Where is their plan? Nowhere. What are they going to do? Nothing. They're apathetic. You have two choices. Option one, vote red or blue. And the same thing will happen as always happens. Blue comes in first. Red comes in second. No change. Or you vote Libertarian this time for governor. You vote Larry Sharp, Andrew Hollister this time for governor. And what will happen? You will have change. Because one of two things will happen. I will win. And when I win, I will implement these changes. Or I'll come in second. If I come in second, a microphone gets shoved in my face every day. Andrew, every day and every single day for the next year, we talk about this and every other issue that matters to you as a New Yorker. We talk about this. There will be change. It is time to go to LarrySharp.com, and that's Sharp with an E and the E.
Military option.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.